Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, the holiday season is here in full swing, and so is all the extra stress that comes with it. Does this extra stress cause what you think is going to be this romantic time, the holidays and the Christmas tree lights and good champagne? And is it's supposed to be all nice and romantic and sweet, and usually it's just exactly the opposite. My guest today is Dr. Michael Trombley. He's the Chief Medical Officer for the Vitality Center of Charlotte and the Medical Director for Physicians ED Centers around the world. Welcome to the show, Dr. Trombley. So the biggest stressors for men around the holidays and even all year round are what?
Yeah, usually your biggest stressors around the holidays are financial, and that usually scores very high in men and women, but definitely I think men score even higher. So with the upcoming holidays, they're trying to make sure it's a good Christmas, and that usually is more of a financial stress.
Okay, I mean, I see that. My husband, I tell him, stop already. Stop worrying about, stop looking down at your phone. Well, I'm working. He can do exactly one thing at a time. And me, I'm multitasking, doing 15 things at a time, and I'm not as stressed out as he is. So, okay, so men have that financial thing. They still feel that need to provide. And what about, like, health, family, relationships? Do those stressors make it so that men either suffer low T or have high blood pressure or just don't want to be intimate in general?
Good point. Probably all of the above. Stress definitely has a negative effect on health. And surprisingly, you know, men would say that, you know, sexual intercourse is a stress reliever. But here's the problem. Physiologically, for a gentleman to get an erection, that's a parasympathetic activity. That means you're so supposed to be relaxed, like you're digesting Thanksgiving turkey. Well, they're stressed out instead. So that's a sympathetic response. So it's almost a yin-yang, you know, meaning where they're supposed to be enjoying this and looking forward to it and relaxed, they actually get the opposite effect. Their adrenaline is rushing and stress, and it actually has a negative effect on their erections and sexual.
Wow. So this is a pretty common situation. And what can women do about this, or what can men do about this to kind of fix the problem?
Good, you know, good question. And so there's that classic anything that they can do to stress reduce. And so, you know, exercise, trying to get being able to get your mind off of the stressful, kind of a wind down, is extremely important for both men and women's health.
Okay, so what does that mean?
You mean from a medication standpoint?
Yeah,
or
from all of it. Just from what can we do to make that wind down happen?
I think you're right. I think, you know, a great way, remember the old commercial, tell gun, take me away. Well, there's probably some truth to that, where we have to really go out of our way to mentally be not thinking, you know, not thinking about work or the finances, you know, really purposely trying to do that. From a medication standpoint, you know, a lot of times, if warranted, sometimes having anti-stress medications or at least being evaluated is important. And then you brought up a good point. This has a negative effect on hormonal levels. So for both men and women, their low testosterone or low estrogen, low progesterone can be going on. And that's something that we can easily look into and replace as well if needed.
So, okay, so as far as the intimacy thing and the stress, we can look at the medications, we can look at stress relief, we can look at all of those things, but then there still is the fact that the holiday season requires cooking, shopping, spending money, wrapping, keeping the kids happy, relatives, all of it. How are we supposed to put that all aside from us, Dr. Trombley, and say, okay, I want to be romantic. I want to have some time together, but there's people around all the time.
Yes, it's almost like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg. So it's so difficult to kind of sometimes push through to be able to be intimate. So that's where, you know, when I was saying chicken before the egg, sometimes the best thing is we will medicate to help, say in a gentleman's case, to help restore their erection. And then once they're able to, you know, sexually perform and have a good erection, then the release and the, you know, the stress goes away. So that sometimes, you're exactly right, is the other approach. If we can't do it naturally with a behavioral change, then let's at least, you know, do it the other way. Get them to have good sex, and then everything follows. And that's where, with Physicians ED Center, you know, we'll do a customized blend of medications to help restore their erection. And that then, behavioral-wise, you know, everything starts to fall into place.
Yeah, and I think that that's probably true, that one chicken and the egg will help the other. And sometimes it's hard to just initiate that whole thing. I mean, and some women say, well, I tried, or I tried to relax him, and he just says, now's not the right time, or children, or any of these things. So you also speak about laughing more, asserting yourself, letting go of some of the crap that we all hold on to. How do we do that?
Right, you know, meaning easier said than done, you know, meaning where that all makes sense, but then to actually go ahead and do it. And you brought up a good point, you know, especially from a sexual standpoint. Let's say with one of the, you know, one of the spouses is trying to help in the matter, and instead it almost creates more stress and performance anxiety. So I think you bring up a great point that part of this is getting it back to neutral ground, you know, what you're saying, laughing and being happy and talking about it, that sometimes like things like this is so wonderful because patients now start to realize they're not the only one in America or the only couple suffering from this, that this is very common and it's very physiologic. Because I think what happens is we take it personal, meaning there's stress. We're not able to relieve it even with laughter. We start to take it personal. Oh, he must not care about me as much. He must not be into me or love me like he used to. And that's not true at all. This really becomes physiologic. So I think the discussion that we're doing now, you know, with the spouses being able to talk about it as well, going, hey, honey, I'm not pointing the finger to you. This is a common thing that happens to all couples, this is physiologic. And that usually drops a lot of the blame and the stress when you realize, oh, it's not something my fault. This is something that happens to many, and we can actually do something about it. And there's places and doctors that are very comfortable addressing it and making a difference quickly.
Now, one thing people tend to do, especially around the holidays, is drink that stress away. I mean, everything, it's a big drinking kind of time of the year. And that doesn't help the situation at all, does it? You think it's going to. Oh, it's going to relax me, and then I can deal with Uncle somebody or whatever. But it does just the opposite.
Good point. Probably what Aristotle summed it up best, everything in moderation. There's so many studies that show that a little bit of alcohol can actually be very healthy, and a little bit may be a stress reliever. The trouble is, and it's human nature, well, if one glass of wine works, then of course 10 will be 10 times better, and absolutely not. Higher dosages of alcohol, you know, actually have a very negative effect on the whole sexual experience.
Yeah, so people really have to kind of watch how they use that as their escape to avoid the relative situation or possibly even to create some intimacy. You have about 30 seconds, Dr. Trombley. Give us your best advice this holiday season for that stress and intimacy.
Great. And probably is to really realize, you know, as a couple in intimacy, you're a team. You win together, you lose together. You know, I think the stress starts to really get aggravated when we feel like we're against each other or one spouse is not doing their part. So I think, you know, the best advice, you're a team. You're a team, and talk about things, work as a team, and realize that it's not the relationship, it's the outside forces and stress. And that can have such a different impact on how a couple will handle the stress and the intimacy, you know.
Thank you so much. It's such great information. Let's not be stressed out. Let's laugh a little more and enjoy each other this holiday season. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.